This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden signed into law today the creation of a new federal holiday commemorating the end of slavery here in the United States. Juneteenth, National Independence Day, will be observed each year on June 19th. Biden said by making Juneteenth a federal holiday, all Americans can feel the power of this day and learn from our history and celebrate progress and grapple with the distance we've come and the distance we've had to travel. The holiday marks the day in 1865 when Union soldiers informed a group of enslaved black people in Galveston, Texas, of their freedom, 2.5 years after President Abraham Lincoln signed the Emancipation Proclamation. During his remarks at the White House, Biden honored 94-year-old Opal Lee, an activist who has been pushing for national recognition of Juneteenth for more than 40 years. The U.S. Supreme Court, for the third time, rejected a challenge to the country's chief health insurance law that provides millions of Americans with coverage to help pay their medical costs. The court, in a 7-2 decision, dismissed on Thursday a bid by 18 Republican-led states and the administration of former President Donald Trump to upend the 2010 Affordable Care Act. It was the signature legislative achievement of former President Barack Obama, Trump's immediate predecessor, and is popularly known as, in the U.S., as Obamacare. President Biden called the decision a victory for more than 130 million Americans with pre-existing conditions and millions more who were in immediate danger of losing their health care in the midst of a once-in-a-century pandemic. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com, or the VOA mobile app. Via remote,